Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara here on Amid Beis has a discussion pertaining to Soyni Matanas Yechya. The Gemara says, Amir Avchisto, Chisto says, Ezeu Talmud Chacham, Zeu Roya Chefel Atzmei. Who's a Talmud Chacham? This is somebody who, when he has a suffix of a trefa, something that's a questionable trefa, he's able to pass in under that it's a trefa, he'll accept the loss, and even though he'll pass in that it's trefa, and he won't worry that perhaps he's losing the money. The Amir Avchisto continues, Avchisto, Ezeu Soyni Matanis Yechya, who is somebody that hates presents. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, somebody that hates presents will live. This is somebody who sees a trefa for himself. Then the Gemara, I'm skipping a couple lines, the Gemara says, Belezer, when they sent him a present from the Bein Nisio, he wouldn't take it. When they invited him, he wouldn't go. They don't want me to live. The pasuk is mashma that is chus to live is somebody that hates presents. So they don't want me to live. They're giving me presents that they don't want me to live. Abzeira, ki mishadri le shakil. Abzeira, when they would send him presents again, he also wouldn't take it. But when they invited him, then he would go, said, I'm doing them a favor. They have covered by the fact that I come and take their invitation. So therefore, it's not a present for me, it's a present to them, and therefore it doesn't fall into Soyni Matanas Yechya, even though he wouldn't take a present, but he would take an invitation. Now, on these lines of the Gemara, that it's a covet for them, it's a benefit for the giver. There's a tshuva in the Shal, there's a tshuva Chaim Shal, in other words, from the Chidah. The Chidah says that even if someone is makpid and v'soin matanas yichya, but for somebody to take tzedakah is not a problem, since the one who's giving it is fulfilling a mitzvah, it's a benefit for the giver. Since it's a benefit for the giver, there's no issue of v'soin matanas yichya. Be that as it may, our Gemara brings down this concept of refraining from accepting a present due to the concept that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Soyni Matanis Yechya, Aschus to live, is the fact that somebody refrains from taking presents. The Rambam in Hilchos Chiyuv Matana, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, brings down this Gemara, brings down the concept of Soyni Matanis Yechya, and he phrases it that it's a hanhaga toiva for tzaddikim gemurim and anshei ma'isa. They will not take presents because they will have bitachin in Hashem, that Hashem will give them everything. And to that, the Rambam Shtals Tzu associates the pasuk with Soyni Matanis Yechya. So the Rambam is mashma that this hanhaga, this way of doing things, of refraining from taking presents, is something that's appropriate for somebody who's a tzaddik, a chassid, somebody on a very high madrega. It's not something for the average person to have such a hanhaga. Perhaps everyone shouldn't be so running for presents, they shouldn't lure for presents, but to totally keep away from presents, it's mashma from the Rambam that it's only a hanhaga for tzaddikim. Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Mem Tesif Hey brings down this halacha of keeping away from presents, and there the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's a midas chasidus. It's a midas chasidus not to take a present, but to rather have bitachin in Hashem that Hashem will give a person everything he needs. And he brings down this pasuk Soyni Matanis Yechya. Says the Sefer Birur Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch did not say that it's something for Chasidim, something dafke for Tzadikim v'Anshei Ma'aseh. It's mashma from Shulchan Aruch that this hanhaga is something appropriate for everyone, but midas chasidus. It's something anybody, even the Hamayin Am, could tap into. Everybody could reach such a madriga, fulfill this midas chasidus, come to this midas chasidus, and follow this hanhaga and refrain from taking presents. And Kitzel Shulchan Aruch, Simin Chavtes, Siv Chav Aleph also has this. It's a Midas Chasidus. Also, it sounds like Kitzel Shulchan Aruch was written for the layman, for the average person. And still, he brings down this concept of Soinim Hatanas Yichya. It's something that's befitting for anyone if they're willing to live with this Midas Chasidus. It's not mandatory, but it's something that somebody could strive for. What's very interesting is the Yamshel Shloime in Arsugya. That is the Marshal. Right here on Arsugya, he discusses this concept on Halacha of Seinim Matanas Yechia. And he says, you know, the Rambam has it, but a lot of Rishonim says the Yamshel Shloime do not bring down our Gemara. Therefore, says the Marshal, a lot of Rishonim did not bring down our Gemara. Meaning to say, they did not paskin like our Gemara. In other words, the many Rishayim that did not bring it down, feel, in the opinion of the Marshal, that it's not something necessarily true, that Soinim Atonis Yichetet, it's a way of life, a person should refrain from presents. You can take presents as much as you want, not even Amidas Chasidus, not even something for Chasidim Anshei Ma'isa. The only thing our Gemara is saying is, in their opinion, according to the Yamshel Shloime, is that if somebody refrains from taking a present, don't say he's off the wall. No. Don't say that he's being mafsid himself. Don't say he's chayiv b'nafshei in others. Don't say he's causing himself his own loss by that he turns down a present. And that the Gemara has, then no, even if somebody refrains from a present, there's a reason, there's a makar, there's an understanding for it. But if somebody takes presents, he's also not going to lose. And therefore, a person could either do like Ibadaz and Ibzeya, or not do like that. There's no hachra. The way the Mashal understands these Rishonim, there's no hachra how to paskin. It's not pashat if we should paskin that Soinim Matanis Yichya. It's not pashat if we should paskin otherwise. And therefore, the way the Marshal wants to understand in some poskim, it's not necessarily true that it's a good hanhaga. If somebody does it, they're okay. But if someone doesn't have this hanhaga, they could be a chas gamor, and they won't even have this hanhaga. A very interesting take from the Yamshel Shloime from the Marshal right here in this sugya in Perek Eli Trefes Mintes. Another interesting thing about Soinim Matanis Yichya is that the Sma in Choshe Mishpat in Sma Kuf Tzadihei says there's a concept in Halacha called Zichiyah. There's a concept called Shlichus and Zichiyah. Shlichus is an agent. Reuven can send Shimon on his behalf to be kinder for him something from Levi. If Reuven is buying from Levi anything, he could only be kainet with a kinyan. Reuven could designate Shimon to be his shliach, his agent, to be kainet on his behalf from Levi. Then there's a further concept called zechiyah. Let's say it's a good thing to get. So zechiyah says that even though Reuven did not appoint Shimon to be his agent, since it's beneficial for Reuven to get it, Shimon on his own, without speaking to Reuven, could go and acquire it for Shimon. Shimon could go and acquire it for Reuven from Levi. He can act as an agent and be an agent and acquire it for Reuven, being that it is a schos, being that it is something good. Comes this man in Sme Kuf Tzadihei, Sifkot and Beis, and he says, how do you know it's beneficial for Reuven? Let's say Levi wants to give Reuven a present of $1,000. So Shimon will act as a agent without any appointment of being an agent. That theoretically would be Zechiyah. says this man, how do you know Reuven wants it? Maybe Reuven doesn't want it. We have an arsugya, somebody that hates presents will live, so it's not necessarily beneficial to get a present. So therefore, if you don't know that Reuven is interested in taking a present, so then says the Sma, in the name of the Marival, that it's not zchiyah, it won't work. Until you know that Reuven is interested in taking the present, it's not zchiyah, and it won't work. Because, soine matanois yichya. And that comes the Ketzois HaChoshen. In Simei Kuf Tzad Yehesef Kotem Beis, and he disagrees. And he says, there's rayas from all over, that despite the fact that there's a concept of soine matanois yichya, nevertheless, whenever it's a matter of getting a present, if it's anything that's free, and it's good, the person could be a shliach, could be an agent, without being appointed, because it's considered a schus, it's considered beneficial. Despite the fact that there's a concept of Zayin Matanas Yechia. So he says there's numerous gemaras that openly say this, and therefore he strongly disagrees with the Sma, and even says the source of the Sma is incorrect. He's quoting Marival, he says that's not really what the Marival means. And he brings down a Rashba in Kiddushin, Daf Chav Gimel, that explains really, why is it, if it's true, like we're saying, that there's a concept of soinim atanis yichya, that there are people that refrain, it's a midas chasidus, it's a praiseworthy hanhaga to keep away from presents. If so, why taka? Why is it taka that getting a present for another person is considered as chus, is considered beneficial? Perhaps he doesn't want it. Perhaps it's in essence, there's a certain aspect of it that's not good. So the Rashba says as follows. If not that I'm scared, I would say, he says the Rashba, a present of money is different. The lav zchus gomeru, money is not a zchus gomer. Really, says the Rashba, getting money is a choiv. It's really a bad thing to get a present, says the Rashba. Elomiu, says the Rashba, however, mitzash and nafsha shalodim mechamdos and korile zuchos. Va'ava bishu mitaratzmoi choiv zochon lo shalei befonim. Says the Rashba, in truth, getting a present is not beneficial. If you would look in Shemayim and see what's good for a person, it would be better for him not to get the present. Nevertheless, says the Rashba, people like it. People love presents. And since people love presents, that makes it be that it's a schos. Well, when we look at a schos, we look at what do people want. People want presents, it's considered a schos. And therefore, the halacha is that, like the choice, that if somebody wants to give another person a present, this agent could be an agent even without any appointment from the one who's the receiver or the recipient of the present. The Marshal, and that Marshal brings in another topic, a little similar to what we said before from the Chido, and that is pertaining to, there are people that sit and learn, and they take presents, they're supported by others. Is there anything wrong? Is that a problem? Talmid HaChachamim are being supported by others, and they're taking presents. In essence, they're taking presents to survive. So the truth is that there is a Rambam that is unhappy with Talmid HaChachamim taking presents. And he says, somebody that learns Torah and is misparnis minat tztaka, he's taking money from tztaka, he's a chilul Hashem, it's a chilul Hashem. That's the Rambam's opinion. However, very famously, the Tashbats and others disagreed strongly, and was mekubal in Klal Yisrael that Talmid HaChachamim and Rabbanim, that especially in today's day, it would be too difficult for them to continue their Avedis HaKodesh of learning all the Torah they need to do and all the other Avedas HaKadosh they need to do if they wouldn't be taking support from others. And therefore, there is no problem, it's muskam in the Poskim that we don't follow the opinion of the Rambam in this regard. And the Chol HaDoyers Puk Chazim Ma'am Advar, that Talmid HaChamim and all the Doyers, many Doyers, took support from others in order to be able to continue in their Avodas HaKadosh. There's a Chassam Sofer. It's in Ashayles Tshuvas, Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And it's brought down in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch, Chayshe Mishpat Simen Tes, Sifkat and Ches. The Chassam Sofer is in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Samech Dalid. And he's talking about supporting Talmid HaChamim. And he says that the Tzibur is obligated to support people who will be prepared to answer all shailas at any time people need them. And such people, the Tzibur, the public is required, is obligated to support those Talmid HaChamim and to give them parnasa. And he says, says the Chassam Sofer, not only is the Tzibur obligated to supply the Talmidei Chachamim and Rabbanim with Parnasa, but even to give them Parnasa b'Revach, they should be able to live with Revach, with Harvacha, v'Chavei Gadol. There should be a v'Chavei Tika Parnasa. They shouldn't be very tight. He says, Ki afal piksha ha'yo hu oisal atzma ha'ya mitzvah lov letzamtim. Even though, if the Talmud Chacham would be in his own right, would be taking care of his own support, so then he should, it would be mutal on him, he would be obligated to be skimpy. It's his obligation to be skimpy for himself. It's the Talmud Chacham's obligation that he should keep away from spending money and using money and going after luxuries and a luxurious lifestyle. But the other way around, when the Tzibur supports the Talmud Chacham, they should look out. What they should be trying to do is they should be trying to make that the Talmud Chacham has a b'chavidika way of living. That he's not, they should be supplying with enough parnasa that he doesn't have to be skimpy. And that's the proper way, says the Chassam Sofer, how the Tzibur should go and support the Talmud Chacham.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.